Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled Persecuted for Your Faith.
We're going to go to Ezekiel, famous prophet. Thank you, Marilyn.
He said to me, "Mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants are impudent and stubborn. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God,' whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. And you, O mortal, do not be afraid of them, and do not be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns surround you, and you live among scorpions, do not be afraid of their words, and do not be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. You shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house. But you, mortal, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. I looked, and a hand was stretched out to me, and a written scroll was in it. He spread it before me. It had writing on the front and on the back, and written on it were words of lamentation and mourning and woe. He said to me, 'O mortal, eat what is offered to you. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel.' So I opened my mouth and he gave me the scroll to eat. He said to me, 'Mortal, eat this scroll that I give you and fill your stomach with it.' Then I ate it, and in my mouth it was sweet as honey. He said to me, 'Mortal, go to the house of Israel and speak my very words to them. For you are not sent to a people of obscure speech and difficult language, but to the house of Israel, not to many peoples of obscure speech and difficult language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I sent you to them, they would listen to you, but the house of Israel will not listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me. Because all the house of Israel have a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. See, I have made your face hard against their faces, and your forehead hard against their foreheads. Like the hardest stone, harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not fear them or be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house.' He said to me, 'Mortal, all my words that I speak to you, receive in your heart and hear with your ears. Then go to the exiles, to your people, and speak to them. Say to them, "Thus says the Lord God," whether they hear or refuse to hear. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God. Thank you, man. Well read. So we now have Mark 13, 1 to 13.
As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another, or will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware." Sorry, I can't see the side because of us. Right, sorry. Then Jesus began to say to them, be aware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, I am he, and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them. And the good news must first be proclaimed to all nations. When they bring you to trial and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. So you may have caught it, but the general theme that seems to be coming out of this is persecution, persecuted Christians. I just want to share a brief story. When I decided to go for it with God, so it was one Easter, it was first year of university in Cardiff University. And I'd been brought up in a church, but enjoyed some of my experiences. We moved around a lot, so some churches just were boring. Others had thriving youth groups. But I hadn't really taken on for myself. And then it was at university, I really felt there was something missing. And it was when I went to an outdoor activity center in Easter time. I could just see the difference in my life. I was leading at university compared with those young leaders that I'd met at this outdoor activity center. And so when I came back to Cardiff University, I remember sitting with my housemates and they're all about to watch the Formula One. And I said, I'm off out. And they're like, where are you going? I said, I'm going to church. And they're like, what? Like, why would you go to church? We've got this tradition where we go out on a Saturday night and then we watch the Formula One on Sunday morning to get over a hangover. And I'm like, actually, I want to go to church. I want to live this life differently. I didn't say that because I love them dearly and I enjoyed hanging out with them. I enjoyed doing things with them. But there was something in me that was pulling me that, I wanted something different. But I always remember their faces. I always remember their like blank looks. So like, why on earth would you even think of that? I remember talking to one of my flatmates after a few years later, and I said, the idea of church, and you've seen me go to church, you've seen me get baptized, and is it still something you would even think about going to? I just wanted an honest conversation with him. He was like, no, not in the slightest. Why? I still don't understand it. Like, I haven't been brought up, I've never really been to church. It was boring at school when stuff happened, and I see no relevance at all. Like, I would never imagine. And it's a whole weird thing to walk through their doors. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Like, and I always remember that voice of just like, I've always assumed, I think there is something missing if we don't have a faith. There's something that pulls us towards God. But today's culture is so filled with entertainment and other avenues to seek fulfillment. There's so many different spiritualities, there's so many different things you could go to, different clubs you're part of, different communities, or you don't even need to do that. In our age of individualism, you just watch Netflix or have your online community and all these things. There's so much that is filling our lives now that is, you have to watch this, you have to do this. To even think about, I might go along to an Alpha course, or it's just a step too far. It's incomprehensible. It's not going to happen to the majority of people in our country today. Yeah, so that's the fact. And I always remember that voice and my flatmate And, you know, it was the youth worker that came to visit me from Opium. She took me along to the church that got me there. So I don't think I'd have been courageous enough. And it was her inviting me to be a young leader at the Outdoor Activity Center that got me there. And it's always invitations. It's personal invitations. But you know what? I think there's a whole lot of prayer involved as well. It's got to be supernatural, because when we host alphas, when we do church and stuff, we really have to be on our knees praying, because our culture today, while it's not persecution, it's filling people's lives with so much that there's just no room to imagine or even think about going to church. So it's a different form of persecution. And I think that's what here we have, you know, it's described as a hard heart in Ezekiel. You know, I could send you to those people who don't even have obscure speech and difficult language. You could be sent to China or something. But I think most of us are called to the people here around us in our community. But are they listening, or are they willing to listen? How? And I think the only way to do that is through prayer. You've got to pray for your neighbors. You've got to pray. You can't just assume that by putting out social media posts or flyers through doors or that, it's going to have much effect, to be honest. It's got to be done through prayer and relationship. And then in the New Testament, we have a real persecution. So they have this faith in the buildings in the temple. Look at those massive stones. Isn't that amazing? And then Jesus is like, that's going to be gone. And it does. In AD 70, it's totally destroyed by the Jews, the uprising, and then the Romans come and just tear it all down. When we're facing persecution, so there are people around the world do face severe persecution. All you got to do is look at Open Doors, a website which serve people under persecution, and the stories and testimonies are there. You know, if you sometimes we get stuck just thinking about ourselves, our faith, our church in this country, in this time. All you got to do is go onto this website, and then you're just again brought to your knees going, oh, what is going on? The persecution that people are facing. I read the other day that 14 Nigerians are killed every day because of their faith. That's like, what's going on there? That's huge. And then you just see the facts come up here. So North Korea is the highest. There's 5,621 Christians were murdered for their faith last year. Murdered. Churches and Christian buildings were attacked. I know a lot of that's happening in India as well. Abducted Christians. And then 1 in 7 Christians around the world are persecuted for their faith. 1 in 7. And then you go back to the New Testament, and it says, you know, this kind of makes sense. That brother will betray brother, father. You know, this scripture, this idea that we have a savior in Jesus Christ, and a life can be completely transformed and different, actually is going to drive a sword. It's going to drive a wedge between family members in some cultures, and it's going to cost severely. So let's pray this morning that our culture, where we're at, but also the whole world, what's going on. And we need God. We desperately, desperately need God. We could try and be clever. We could keep trying to be evangelistic, be out there. But we really need God to get through to people's hearts and minds. Yes, it's my prayer this morning. Well, God, I thank you for charities like Open Doors, where they draw our attention to the persecution that is happening around the world. And Lord, on this Wednesday morning, as we sit here gathered, we're not facing persecution like that. So Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters this morning. We pray for those that are suffering, who have lost loved ones, whose livelihoods have been destroyed, whose houses have been destroyed, whose church services, where there is an aspect of fear, where they will live through it. Jesus, in those darkest places, would your grace be the lightest? Would your angels be the boldest? You know, would you surround those communities in protection and love? I can't even start to comprehend what it's like there, Lord, but I know that you work in those places. But the kingdom of God is so obvious in those places where it is the hardest. God, I draw our minds to our neighbours this morning. Lord, would you open up our hearts to those who need you in our communities? Friends, family, people that live next door. Those that are known to us, Lord, would you draw our hearts and our minds, and would you open us up to the possibility that one day they might be sat next to us in a church service? That one day they might know that you are the Saviour and that their lives would be completely transformed. Lord, help us to keep praying. Give us stamina when we feel weary. And we're coming against a culture that is saturated in entertainment and distractions. And Lord, I thank you for things like the quietest day where we can hear your voice. So Lord, help us to hear your voice again this morning for those around us. Why are we here today? Why are we praying? Why are we Christians? Why are we here sat in Taunton? What is our destiny or what is your goal for us in our life? Remind us again this morning.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.